It's time for your daily dose of empowerment and encouragement from the Lord. The Daily Devotional with your host, Arif Bradley, starts now.
2 Samuel 5, verses 4 and 5 says, David was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned 40 years. He reigned in Hebron over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned over all Israel and Judah 33 years. Again today, we consider a lesson from the life of David, the little shepherd boy whom his father, Jesse, seemingly overlooked when Samuel came to his house as directed by the Lord to seek out and anoint the next king of Israel from among Jesse's sons. This, of course, is after Saul has disobeyed God, and the Bible says that God regrets having made Saul king. Of course, the word regret is not synonymous with our word regret that says, I shouldn't have done it, and if I could go back, I would do differently. For we know 1,000 years are as one day in the sight of the Lord. Therefore, he knew that Saul would disobey. It was all a part of his plan. The use of the word regret here is just to communicate at a level human nature can comprehend God's displeasure, if you will, with Saul's sin. God doesn't regret his own actions, but he regrets the sinful actions of man. So God sent Samuel, and out of all of Jesse's sons, it was the little shepherd boy, David, who was anointed to be king. Neither the books of 1 or 2 Samuel give any specific age to David when he is anointed. However, when David requested of Saul to go and fight the uncircumcised Philistine named Goliath, Saul responded and said, "You can't go out to fight him because you are a young man." So what we do know is David was probably in his youth or early adolescent stages when he was anointed king. Our text today indicates that he was 30 years old when he moved from not only having been anointed as king, but to his appointment as king. So give or take some years, there's a period of 10 to 15 years in which David had before he was able to walk into the fullness of what God had anointed him to do before the foundations of the world began, but was confirmed through the anointing by the prophet Samuel when David was young. I can remember so vividly realizing that I was anointed for ministry at a very young age. Growing up at a megachurch, I saw ministry done on a very large scale. I thought this was just the norm for ministry to function on this scale. I had no real conception of a storefront church that started in the mid-60s by a man who had faith enough to get a VA loan to do what God called him to do. I had no idea of the constant ebb and flow that had been faced that would take them from the mid-60s to 1997 or somewhere about that time would manifest a 10,000-seat sanctuary on top of land to grow on and build upon and other lucrative business opportunities. It didn't dawn on me until my mind was able to process that the same man who took out a VA loan to start the church would not live to see the completion of this massive church construction, and neither would his eldest son. I had pieces of all this information growing up, but never really put it all together. There's often the picture of what you see in front of you that seems so immaculate, but it's the story behind what you see that truly tells of God's goodness. In recognizing I was anointed to maneuver in ministry, I never realized just because I recognized the gift of God's anointing in me that others confirmed that there was still much time and development necessary before I could walk in my appointed season. I didn't realize all the hell I would have to face, the disappointments, the letdowns, even the personal failures and everything else that would make and shape me for the appointed time. Amazingly, sometimes God gives us a glimpse by recognizing anointing, only to indicate it's not time to walk therein. During David's waiting stage, he was constantly on the run from Saul because Saul often saw David as a threat. The waiting stage, when you're waiting for God's appointed time, is often the time of the greatest temptation and testing. In the waiting time before the appointed time, you're going to be tested and tried. You'll be tempted to speak evil of or even destroy the person who occupies the seat God has anointed for you to take over. You'll be tempted by the pride of life to think of yourself more highly than you ought. That will move you from serving to wanting to be served. But we've got to learn to be faithful servants and stewards in the waiting stage. And we've got to be careful that we are found faithful in the waiting, that we don't disqualify ourselves from that which we've been anointed to do. David continued to serve Saul, who sought his life. He defeated Goliath and led the Israelites in battle. In his waiting, despite the leader who sought his life, he served. When Saul was acquainted with evil spirits, David served him. And that's a lesson for us today. You've been anointed to do great things on behalf of the kingdom of God, but while you wait for God to elevate you to the appointed time, keep serving. Keep being kind, and whatever you do, don't be tempted to put your mouth or your hands on God's anointed. David may have been justified had he killed Saul when he had the opportunity to do so, but it would have likely costed him his anointing to be king. Don't get frustrated while you're waiting. Don't lose your focus or your vision while you're waiting. Waiting patiently doesn't mean sitting around doing nothing. Waiting patiently really means waiting diligently, being diligent to that which God has currently put in your hands to do until the appointed time and hour has come. Remember, the waiting often reveals the greatest time of testing. Jesus, who comes from the lineage of David, while waiting, was tempted by the devil after fasting 40 days and 40 nights. He never lost sight of his purpose, which was to go to Calvary, but he served the poor, the broken, and the marginalized, and he overcame temptation while waiting. And we too must do the same. Let's pray together. Dear God, help us that we will patiently wait for our appointed time. It might be days, but it might also be years. Some of us just feel as if we are busting at the seams with all the things you've placed within us and called us to do. But help us to know, even with such great fruit, our times are in your hands. Help us to be faithful and diligent while we wait. Remove any spirit that would cause us to be anxious and impatient. Remind us of your word in Ecclesiastes 3:11 that you make all things beautiful in its time. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining me this morning for the Daily Devotional. Remember, it's up to you to make it a great day. I'll talk with you tomorrow morning.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional with Arif Bradley. Prayerfully, you've been encouraged by something that was said. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to subscribe for a daily dose of empowerment every day. If you've been encouraged by something you've heard, you're invited to go to arifgbradley.com to sow that the ministry may continue. Be sure to follow on all platforms, including Facebook at Arif Bradley, Instagram at Arif G. Bradley, on Twitter at Arif G. Bradley, and on YouTube at Arif G. Bradley.